we're going to be getting involved in this TARP in even deeper, more deadly way. So, as usual, as I said, Phil.
Yes, yes.
Are you glad to be home?
I am. I certainly family and amazing. Everybody doesn't know I and several others in the process of about the and other related issues. I think you're going to get a great reading. So, yeah, it was a great time, Mark. I appreciate it very much, the hospitality. And the gentleness and warmness of your family was just overwhelming, and I'll remember for the rest.
While we are cogitating on that note, we're going to go to a break. Everybody stay tuned. We will be back in 3 minutes to discuss History Making Week. Everybody stay tuned.
Pain signal to the body the same that warning bar. They both are signals that you have trouble that need cutting the wire to the warning sound doesn't fix the problem of the car and the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Clean, healthy, happy, 740-783-002 today. The Lord didn't make the warning signal to get your attention. Jumps. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electricity as the body. And just 2 hours in the fountain metal toxins out of youth.com or call to ask about your free visit of youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 300 magnesium per ounce, and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead now, and be in control of your destiny. You can invest your money. 8691-2608 and see what the pout does not call 908-2608.
Flu and cost here. I watch. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's life change? Life change cats, parasites, and more. In the ingredient package, it's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. National talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't and approve. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Charge your life. GetTheTea.com.
Good morning, everybody. It's here we are. To be on the Liberty Hour this morning with, of course, my good friend also, Mark Gwen, Cub Report Free Press. And as Mark said, that, you know, if you want to read the truth about what America, you're only going to find from one newspaper, and that's America. About the truth through their ways of what's going on in this great country of ours, Casting Network. And I want to thank again there and keep the truth flowing. Just get it out there. We're happy to be here, and we're happy to honor and remember the 34. Were cut down, slaughtered by the God of Israel 41 years ago, June the 8th, and before 170. And the mentally wounded, the physically wounded, all of them together, they're all stand together. So they're all carrying that will affect them for the rest of their lives because of the situation, how it happened, why it happened. If this thing was to figure out, they would have had it, they would address our point. Address it then, looks like they're not going to address them now. So, that tells you the whole story in a nutshell. It's a cover-up by our government, as well as Israel, and they're in cahoots on this. Than anything, who knows how deep this thing goes. We're not going to give up on the 34 dead. We'll keep praying for them, pray for their families, and God bless them. And, you know, I hope they're in a better place, and that I hope they're listening right now. I just pray they are. I hope it tells them phone calls and so on and so forth. Concerning, again, Philip McCutcheon Armstrong and supposedly being an alcoholic aboard the U.S., according to Jim Ennis Jr., who wrote the book on the Liberty. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, man that was aboard that ship probably less than 40 or 50 days, he sure did get a lot of knowledge from those 40 or 50 days where he got. Yeah, that night after the attack, yeah, they passed out some bottles and they guys had some drinks to take the edge off. I mean, my God, you can't believe what we had just went through. But Jim would say, Holic, you know, he got murdered in Israel, June 8, 1967. Every time he gets a chance for putting in his book, that wasn't good. It has a story of the murder of the men aboard that ship. And if you think that makes for good reading, Jim, you're one far-off crazy dude, I'll tell you that. So I got people that went to school with Mr. Armstrong, and they're how much sold, what kind of alcoholic he was and whatever. And we're going to get him on the show, and you're invited. You're invited to back up your claims of his alcoholism. What a bunch of drunks, you know. You got a lot of balls coming on that ship, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, you wrote a book and you got the word out. I'll give you, I bless you for that. But for what you said about your own shipmates, I wouldn't even call you a shipmate. I'd call you a traitor. I'd call you a bum. I'd call you a jerk. That's what I think you are. That's exactly what I think you are. And I know what you think of me too, because on your site, you think about anti-Semites, Jew haters, Nazis, Republic Broadcasting Network, AFP. Hey, buddy, where do you get all the any names? If you do, I want to see him. I want to see you get on this show and defend yourself. You haven't even got the balls to do that. Defend yourself. You take that stuff off your internet, because I don't appreciate it, and I'm going to stay on your back until you do. So I hope you, excuse my language, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just a little upset this morning, so on and so forth. It really gets to me. It just bothers me terribly. Clear it up, and I want Jim Ennis to know. Jim, you phone number here, 800-3143, any time. So, and free pass to others. And I'm not as unstable as you think I am, Jim. So, with that being said, Mark, I know we got some callers. Apologize, folks, if I said it, but it won't happen again. But anyway, I know we got some folks already, so Mark.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill. We're going to go ahead into the theme of today's discussion. Is the election. I know that everybody's kind of, we have a lot of ringing in their ear. All the discussion that's taken place, you know, we jug in our faces now for over a year, the whole race and everything. But I think it's important, ladies and gentlemen, that we get things straight so that we're not taken by surprise. You know, one of the things that an army will do before going into battle is that its intelligence services will sit down and will assess everything so that they can get the best idea as to what is on the ground and what is going to take place and how to deal with these things. We're in a war to save our country from enemy forces that are coming to hate us for our prosperity and who are intent upon down anything that we will be remembered for our death. Now, this week's event with the election of Barack Hussein Obama to the presidency, this is part of that need. I'm going to set the tone here. I'm going to read some comments here. These comments, June the 4th, 2000, at a meeting. And it goes as so, quote, "I want you to know that today I will be speaking from my heart as a true friend of Israel. And I know that when I visit with AIPAC, I am among friends, good friends, friends who share my strong commitment to make sure that between the United States and Israel is unbreakable today, tomorrow, and forever. It reflects the face of AIPAC more than the 12th bond between Israel and the United States in talking about we will never compromise when it comes to Israel's security, the Holocaust, not when there are terrorists and political leaders committed to Israel's destruction, not when there are maps across the Middle East acknowledge Israel's existence, government-funded textbooks towards Jews, rockets raining down on Pharaoh, and Israeli children have to take a deep breath and summon uncommon courage every time they board a bus or walk to school. I have long understood Israel's quest for peace and the need for security, but never more so than during my travels. I've been proud to be a part of a strong bipartisan consensus act. It always posed to Israel than Iraq is emboldened challenge to the United States and the Middle East. Iraq is unstable and Al-Qaeda has stepped in. Israel's burdens borne by the Israelis. And America is more in the region, reduced jeopardizing Israel's safety. Such an ailed status here that our force dangerously flawed. Our alliance is based on shared values. Israel threatens. I will ensure it defend itself from any threat. This begins with a qualitative advantage. Defense cooperation between the U.S. and Israel is a model of success and must be deepened. As president, I will implement a memorandum of understanding that provides $30 billion in assistance to Israel. We'll pick this up after the break. Finish it.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Get out toxins, blood sugar level, annihilate acid change. It's time for health. Grab life, turn from dentals and worse. Now with Life Change. That's getatea.com or call. Friendly operators are standing by. Wait, 0408. You've heard it. 9-3-8-0-4. Get the dot.
From the least amount of tea with outer seed you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-69. Food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does all this crop to grow in the U.S. is also great for pets and animals? Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your problem of a cup. Pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal. Attention, that the body and you need to fix it. Pill to numb. Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circuit to heal your cells. TheFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free to Lee's Fountain of Youth,
707-83-0021-3021. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the first half hour of today's show. We want to thank you for being with us. Callers who are holding online, just hold on a few more minutes and I will be bringing you up. I want to finish these comments here in this speech to AIPAC by Barack Hussein Obama this past June. He says, as president, I will implement a memorandum of understanding that provides $30 billion in assistance to Israel over the next decade. Investments to Israel's security that nation. First, we must approve the foreign aid request for 2000. Going forward, we can enhance our cooperation on missile defense. Israel's right to defend itself in the United Nations. And now, this is back in June. So that's the June, July, August, September, October, November. That was 5 months ago. 5 months ago. Really what happened here is that Barack Hussein Obama went before AIPAC, whose two senior analysts are standing indicted for espionage, right? In case anybody's forgotten, we have Wiseman and Rosen, two of the top AIPAC guys, who have been charged with espionage for passing along secrets to Israel. This is not the first time AIPAC. Here we have Obama going before this organization, talking about our shared, talking about how, as president, he is going to make sure to go $1 billion in military aid that was Bush, or that was going to Israel, the military advantage in the United States, in Yep out. Talks about these failed status, you know, the United States foreign policy in the Middle East is dangerously. Of course, all of this, ladies and gentlemen, the icing on the cake took place this week of Obama being announced he was going to make as his chief of staff Rahm Emanuel. Now, for those Emanuelists, he was elected to Congress, I believe, in the last election in 2006. Before that, he worked in the Clinton White House. From what I understand, there is an open investigation against him with the FBI for espionage, from what I understand. He is the son of Wiseman, was part of the Irgun, existed in Israel in the early days. Irgun was an organization listed by several agencies, as well as being a terrorist organization. Terrorism being defined as the deliberate use of violence against civilians. And they went around blowing up houses. Of course, in the man of the Palestinian village of Deir Yassin that resulted in 150. The images, what took place at Deir Yassin, are so horrendous that they defied this going in had been gunned down. Pregnant women that were in the last trimester of their pregnancy had their bellies slit open and their babies ripped out for both of them to just lay there and die. Now, the Irgun, along with the Stern Gang, a vital role in all of this for the sins of his father. Well, okay. What if, instead of appointing son of a as chief of, Obama had appointed the son of, right, we hear about how he's a terrorist, or Arafat, or any other Muslim. Can you imagine what would be going on in this country over something like that? If the person that he appointed for an service Mossad, can you imagine the shrieking and wailing that would be going on? If Obama had gone to, instead of it being AIPAC, the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, if it was a Public Affairs Committee, he had gone to shaking, swerving divisions. And if this important people in that were under espionage, imagine the shrieking and screaming that would be going. Pick this up after the break. Everybody stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you...
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, long. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't think again, it already has. Bloating, gas, or constipation, all connected to this toxic, which you can take a supplement called Aloe Cleanse. It's all natural and entire digestive tract. The body gets flushed away, and you only become a whole lot. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use Aloe Cleanse daily. Energy, they're healthier, and you'd be surprised. Free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. On to www.republicbroadcasting.org and the Aloe Island banner and learn more about this product.
Don't be a victim of territory.org. You can get from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. HempUSA believes that a plan for the future and food will be an asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 981-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one on Paul stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest and the don't see what you're looking for. Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will you cross for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get king. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-8726. Liberty World's most dangerous stickers.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Finishing up this. As I started off the conversation, I said that before every battle, you know, the battlefield is analyzed. All of the scouts are brought in. Try not to be one of these I told you so people. As I heard people, including friends of mine, were saying that Obama's presidency is going to be a blah, blah. None of them, ladies and gentlemen, of Belly Lobby, he's going to make corruption, the espionage, everything else is just going to escalate. Now, I don't like being the bringer of bad news. I wish I could sing Obama's praises and and say, you know, this is a great change that's happened, and we finally grabbed this beast by the throat, we're bringing it under control. No, it's not going to happen. This was just a ruse, as usual. This is what's known as smoke and mirrors. Promise the P, I won't do this anymore. And then he gets drunk the next night or the night after, and he beats her up again. That's what's going on. The election that just took place is just a farce. Obama, just like all of these elected representatives that we have, he's just a capo. Capo, of course, this is the term that was used in the prison camps in Nazi Germany, where one of the prisoners would be used as the enforcer for the warden. And we've just elected a new capo policy that that our overlords have, and that's it. Now, as I said, I don't like to be the bringer of bad news. Let's face it, if we really do entertain any hopes in this situation around of taking our country back, we have got to be realistic. Having said that, having looked at Obama's speech to AIPAC, the things that he has promised, and of course his decision to make the son of a professional terrorist basically his right-hand man, something that mean old Nazi anti-Semite Jew hater Mark Glenn from American Free Press is saying, this is what the Israeli press is saying. We vote out in the White House. Our man. For those out there who are an anti-black tirade, I don't care what a person's color is. As long as his blood is the red blood of an American, he could be a difference to me. Having said that, Phil, I'm going to go ahead and bring up some of our callers here from some undisclosed coast. Taj, come on up.
Hey, how you doing? And Phil, too. Great show this morning. Another one of your Liberty shows. It's really...
Well, thank you, Taj.
On the of Obama and annual, you know, we have two people in the White House now whose citizenship is in question. Mm-hmm. We don't know if Obama was born in the United States, which means he's then an Israeli citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ask much of political candidates. My expectations are very, very low, which is a good thing. But I'd like them to be Americans,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like them to prove that they're Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you have a birth certificate from where you were born. You could produce by Monday or Tuesday. Obama, do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, going back to what you said, Taj, about the Roman forces in the first Gulf War, you know, let's put this in perspective again. Now, as some of you may or may not know, half of my family comes from the Middle East, in fact, in Lebanon. Now, we know that Lebanon was attacked by Israel in August, or at least it went into August 2006. What if I decided to get off and go to Lebanon and help Lebanon in its fight against Israel in
passport?
Absolutely. I would be charged with... I don't know exactly what the law dated back the very first presidency, or maybe during John Adams' time, when you had people who wanted to enlist themselves in a war place between. They made it clear, an American citizen, you do not enlist yourself in the military service. They do something like this: go back to Lebanon and fight to protect the homeland of at least one side of my family. The very least that I could expect is that I would be called a traitor. I would come under investigation for probably espionage, treason. At the very least, I could be prosecuted for doing that, lose my passport, lose my U.S. citizenship. But Rahm Emanuel gets to do it. And not only is there no question as to the propriety of it, he's praised, oh, that nice comfort of the United States, and went to Israel and put on the uniform of the IDF, and fought those mean old Arabs who wanted to kill...
Yeah, apparently he was a brake mechanic. If you believe that, you believe in it.
Yeah,
there's a little more about this guy, though, that I hope that your listeners, they must know this. And if they don't, they're going to find out, report that he puts out. And in his most recent report, he talks about Emanuel's links to Israeli intelligence that hire him in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who discovered his link to Israeli intelligence? It was John.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt that's a familiar name to you.
Why don't you,
he is now dead. He took over the head of the World Trade Center security apparatus on 9/11 and was killed that very day.
Exactly.
Lewinsky was planted by Emanuel.
Surprise, surprise.
So isn't that interesting? Now, if what Larry said, our new president-elect, is true, then I suggest you on the lookout for gay Jewish White House interns who may turn.
Absolutely amazing. I suspected, but I did not know for sure, that Emanuel was the man inside who basically put Lewinsky in the position where she could be used as leverage against Bill Clinton. But, you know, Israel, in various commentaries and articles that were written at the time that this was happening, made it clear that this was one of their operations, that Bill Clinton had become a loose cannon to Israel when he was campaigning for the presidency the first time around. Monica Lewinsky was brought in there in order to entrap him and put the heat on him to make him understand who was boss.
That's right. And look how blackmailable Obama is. We don't know where he was born. He's got a very unusual background, if what Larry Sinclair has to say is true, dealing with drugs and homosexuals. We don't know anything about his days in Columbia University or even at Harvard. They must have tons of stuff on him, so I'm afraid that your complete and total Israeli puppet, you said,
not
you know, just
that,
before I came on, was 100% correct.
That, Jim, think about this. Forget about something that they can use. That he is the first black president. So does he want to go down as the first black president who was impeached? Does he want the first black president screwed up the country and did this and did that? You know, they've made it clear to him. They said, you know, listen, you play ball with us. You give us what we want. You give us war with Iraq. And you will go down as the father of the new American nation. You will have no problem. And I tell you, this is just the only thing that shocks and saddens me more in seeing that this is the state of the country is the fact that there are so many people who fell for it.
Yeah, it's most unfortunate. I feel sorry for the African-American community in the United States, although I think that they're going to figure it out very, very quickly. They're going to realize that Barack is not one of them.
I hope so, because I agree with you. I feel for them. I do. I know that they're on cloud nine right now, seventh heaven, and he's going to wind up being just, I hate to say it here, but I am repeating that he's going to wind up being another Uncle Tom.
Unfortunately,
Jim,
that's probably true. The view, Joe. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. All right, Phil Turney, what do you have to say about all that business?
Very interesting call, and it kind of hits the nail right on the head. Let's look at it just the way it is. And, I mean, if you look at what's happening now, and even Russ is over in where she was yesterday, and she was trying to, you know, get this peace process, you know, started again, I don't even think that they got the first engine to turn over to get the peace process going. But, you know, the UN nuclear watchdog, who essentially monitored Iran's nuclear activities, got in a position to fully the nature of the Iranian nuclear program. Furthermore, it is in its latest Iran report, inspectors have not found evidence of a nuclear weapon or related nuclear physics studies in the country. Now, you remember, Mark, that when Colin Powell got in front of the UN and President Bush, and they just whined and moaned and groaned about all these nuclear weapons and weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Now, 158 American lives dead. So they're starting it all over again, the lies, the deceit to get us in a war. And this government is not that all for it again, is it?
I mean, I wish, Phil, I have to bring such bad news on, you know, what is already arranged. But, yeah, it's not that it's stupid, Phil. It's that it is mine. You have to understand, again, this is going back. We've got to be practical. We've got to be realistic here, okay? It's not our country. It's not our government. It belongs to someone else. This is just proof positive of that. The United States, for the most part, whatever she is told to do, even if it means own.
I think you're right, Mark. I understand where you're coming from there, and I know exactly who pushes the buttons in the White House and how you get elected to the White House. But also, let's not forget that in the last year or 2 years, we have not strengthened our ally or our ties with Russia, Pakistan, people that have a chance, India even, in fact, that have a chance, have the capabilities of doing the United States harm. So I just wonder, Russia and Pakistan, are these people going to say, hey, listen, Iran, you're going to...
Her interests are interested in Iraq. Putin made this clear in a speech that he gave about a year and a half ago, that Iraq is proof positive why Russia must remain a strong country. What he was saying here is that, you know, you've got this wild dog on the loose that's running through the neighborhood, tearing the place up. He's going to make sure that his fences around his house are high and that there is a good shotgun within arm's reach if that mad dog comes into his yard. And, you know, this is just, like I said, the disheartening thing is that so many people have bought into it. They bring themselves to get all excited. Obama, their jokes about his little dog. They're falling in love with his wife, with his kids. This man is going to hand Israel head on a silver platter, just like the Baptist had his head cut off and put on a silver platter and have granted the request of this young woman who wanted to see it take place. Obama, this is what nobody is going to cross Israel. They know there's hell to pay for. And so I think that I'm making here the honeymoon before it even began. This is you. We're still in as much danger as we probably even danger because the American people have allowed themselves to fall victim to foolish hope. Anyway, let's bring up some more calls. Let's go. Flora, come on up.
Hi.
How you doing?
Well, I'm awful sick today, but I want to tell all of you in America, this is the one I want you to hear. Jerusalem. When Jerusalem's armies, now did that not come out of the new...
Sorry to interrupt. We'll be right back, and we will bring you right back up. Hold still. We'll be right back.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean up, because undigested toxic chemicals build up in the digestive every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laughs daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. Cleanse risk-free 800-547-6603 or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the Aloe East colon banner and learn more about this product.
Do you advise that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your artery, but now it's cancer's turn? Lays Med Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size. Without Ed's office, it's best. For more, visit www.laysmed.com on the web. That's www.lamedinc.com.
Call now, 505-2801-255-0228.
An important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach warm nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and heart. There is no better Tycro plant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf, store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hemp.org. It's a great way to change. 691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
End of the hour, the last first hour of the Liberty Hour, and it's a very interesting show and a very interesting topic. I just wish that our world was in better shape and we had a little bit more to look forward to in the good things in life. But
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to say something real quick. You know, when you were here this week, spending the week here with me and my family. And, you know, we sit back, watch what happened. We were going to give the guys, we were not going to jump the gun and say, oh, he's a Zionist and he's going to be a puppet. For the sake of letting everybody know, you know, we didn't come into this, for lack of a better word, with any kind of press. We're going to get and see what happens. Maybe there is going to be a pot of gold or whatever. So, you know, saying here today, you know, we say them with great reluctance. Me on that.
Well, I would absolutely, Mark, and again, we talked about this at great. Hey, let's give the guy a fair hope. He has the wisdom of God in him to take this country out of certain destruction if Israel gets his dirty little hands into it. Mark, down with the president of Iran and talk to him, take his hand. Now, is he going to sit down with a missile in his hand? What's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen here, but with what came out of his mouth, it was all bad about Iran. So I'm thinking that maybe the honeymoon's over before it started. Hey, Flora, I know you're still on the line, and listen, I'm sorry you're feeling bad. You know, calling all the time, and please go ahead with your comments.
I've got to report this. As when Jerusalem is surrounded by armies, listen carefully. It says, prepare for its destruction. Do you not of Isaiah 66? I'd like to read more, but I can't, saving time. But from 19 to 24, to my holy mountain, Jerusalem. Now listen, don't bring an offering to a clean vessel, and I will also take them for priests and for Levites. But listen, for as the new heavens and the new earth, when I shall remain before me, saith the Lord, we shall your seed and your name remain. And to pass that from the new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me. And they shall go forth and look upon carcasses of men that have transgressed against me. Listen, in Isaiah, there's some place in there that times there's a bunch of godless Jews in the government. It's just as clear as than those on your... And I was a dumb one, as it said Zionist, that's what I was after. Not even. Sir, they're worse than Frankenstein. Wrong, Obama. We owe it as a Christian. And God bless America. To the New World Order.
Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful. Don't you ever change. Don't you ever say anything that isn't true. And the heck with what they think.
Unless they come and grab me and Phil in the interim.
Got you jumping off the deck, shoving it out.